listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Tuesday, and once again, commentator Gary Joyner is with us. This morning, he looks at the post-World War II housing boom and the development of a new housing style that changed the landscape of American neighborhoods.
When World War II ended and the GIs returned to America, the demand for housing exploded. What became known as the American Dream seemed suddenly in the grasp of any man who had a job and wanted to better the lives of his family. Everything in the world seemed new, and with the dark days of the Great Depression behind them, entrepreneurs stepped up to satisfy the needs of these returning veterans. The most innovative firm during this period was Levitt and Sons, that created the first mass-produced suburb in history. Although later derided as being cookie-cutter tract housing and boring, the houses filled a great need and achieved the level of cultural icon. The most famous of the company's projects is called Levitt Town on Long Island, New York, in Nassau County. It was built between 1947 and 1951 and remains the archetype of post-World War II housing construction. The Levitts built three other planned communities in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Puerto Rico, but the New York site is by far the best known. The secret of the success of Levitt Town was the company's drive for efficiency. They had practiced on rental properties before building a single-family dwelling. The homes had the same layouts, the exteriors were almost identical, and street and lot plans allowed for homes to be built very close to each other, making the most of available space. The Levitts owned their factories in Blue Lake, California, where every piece of wood was pre-cut and nails and fasteners were pre-packaged. Concrete slabs for the homes were prepared by the company's employees. When the materials arrived for a block of homes, work was quickly done. Laborers moved from an assigned task on a house to another house adjacent to it, much like a modern automobile assembly line, except the workers, not the house, moved. During July 1948, in Levitt Town, 30 homes were completed every day. The original concept of 2,000 rental properties was augmented by 4,000 additional homes when half the rentals were leased in 2 days in 1947. The Levitts responded to the greater needs of the community by building schools, a post office, and municipal offices. Expansion of roads and access to the Long Island Railroad soon followed so that workers could go to and from their jobs in New York City with ease. In 1949, the Levitts created a new design for a single home ownership. It became the most successful housing format in American history. The new home, which was called a ranch style, became the stereotype for middle-class families for many decades to come. The original Levitt ranch sold for $7,990. The Levitts listened to their critics and created 5 different models, often with the interior features flipped so that a kitchen on one home might be adjacent to the bedrooms of its neighbor. Slightly different window and door treatments offered a hint of individuality. These formats were interspersed within a development. This ensured that no two houses would be identical, either to their side neighbors or across the street. Within 4 years, the Levitts built over 17,000 homes on Long Island. Developers all across America picked up the idea and ran with it. Whole suburban towns and subdivisions rose like mushrooms within a decade. Today, the most common housing stock in America remains the ranch-style 3-bedroom, 2-bath home. Drive down a street in any town in our region and you will find several houses that were inspired by, if not built by, Levitt and Sons. They prove that innovation and audacity can change society, and it illustrates that history matters.
Dr. Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. Stay tuned. Morning Edition continues now here on Red River Radio.